This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the fourth Reinvest Global Industrial Meet at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar in a short while from now. Mr. Modi will also flag off the second phase of Ahmedabad Metro, connecting Ahmedabad to Gandhinagar and Gift City. The Prime Minister will also interact with the beneficiaries of PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana today. Later in the day, Mr. Modi is scheduled to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees, which include the country's first Vande Bharat Metro train between Ahmedabad and Bhuj. The fourth Reinvest Global Renewable Energy Meet and Expo has been organized by the Union Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, MNRE. The meet will highlight India's impressive progress in renewable energy manufacturing and deployment. The Election Commission has picked up pace for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Interacting with the media in Karnal yesterday, Haryana election in charge and BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said the BJP government in the state worked in the interest of farmers, women and youth during the last 10 years. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. These districts are Doda, Kishtwar, Ramban, Anantnag, Pulwama, Kulgam and Shopian. Polling for second and third phases will be held on September the 25th and October the 1st. Counting of votes will be taken up on October the 8th. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly has 90 seats, including 74 general seats, 7 reserved for scheduled castes and 9 for scheduled tribes. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address 3 election rallies in the Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir today. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Shah will address 3 rallies, one each at Ramban, Kishtwar and Padar today, in support of party candidates. The BJP's election campaign has gone into full throttle as today is the last day of campaigning for the first phase of the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections. BJP National President and Union Health Minister JP Nadda will visit Jammu on 20th of September and participate in a mega road show in the city of temples. India has launched Operation Sadbhav to provide humanitarian assistance to Typhoon Yagi-affected countries, Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam. India sent urgent relief materials to Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam to assist them in dealing with the impact of the major typhoon. These countries are reeling under massive floods after Asia's most powerful storm this year hit the 3 countries. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said 10 tons of aid, including dry ration, clothing and medicines, were dispatched to Myanmar on board Indian naval ship INS Satpura. The military transport aircraft of the Indian Air Force is carrying 35 tons of aid to Vietnam and 10 tons of relief materials to Laos. These include gensets, water purification items, hygiene supplies, mosquito nets, blankets and sleeping bags. Our correspondent reports that India has been among the first responders in providing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, HADR, to impacted countries. Operation Sadbhav is part of India's broader effort to contribute to HADR within the ASEAN region in line with its Act East policy. Eid Miladun Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervor in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and Sirat conferences will be held highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions are also being organized to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens, especially Muslim community, on the occasion of Miladun Nabi. In her message, President Murmu said, "The Prophet inspired everyone to strengthen the feelings of love and brotherhood and stressed on equality and harmony in society." Prime Minister Narendra Modi also conveyed his greetings on the occasion of Miladun Nabi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that harmony and togetherness will always prevail and there will be joy and prosperity all around. And that is the end of this news bulletin.